Of late I did hear of a wooing, and Robin at first did declare, "Sweet Susan, pray let us be doing, and thou of the pleasure shalt share."
Says Susan, "Nay, soft bonny Robin, although you would fain be a gobbing me to deceive, yet there's no bobbing until the parson first give you leave."
"Sweet Susan, I love thee most dearly, and thou my affection shalt find."
"Stand off, sir, and come not so near me, for fear that I beat your eyes blind. You swear that you love my Lord Harry, but when do you mean for to marry me? Poor Sue, if you can tarry, I will not tarry much longer for you."
"Dear Susan, thou know'st my affection, and no one I'm sure that knows more. Then keep me not thus in subjection, because my condition is poor. For want of both clothing and money, I can't enjoy thee, my honey, as 'tis thy due in matrimony. Robin would surely else marry with Sue."
"You say you want money and clothing to make me your wedded wife, yet you would get bastards for nothing to cause to the parish great strife. But if that you dance by the middle, good faith, you must pay for the fiddle and fiddler too. Then you'll not giggle, therefore be gone with you, I'll not do."
"Let all our past strife be forgotten, and let us think on it no more. But henceforth, sweet Sue, let us cotton, for thou art the lass I adore. There's nothing shall ever divide us, though father and mother both chide us. Come, let us to it, though some deride us. I'll learn thee how thy mother did do it."
"Do what, pray, stand off, come not nigh me, your flattery's quite out of doors. I scorn such a one should lie by me, go get you gone hence to your whores. Although you so well can dissemble, and a faithful lover resemble, it will not boot. For by my thimble, I never will yield me unto it."
"Nay, rather than I'll lose my longing, I'll marry thee, Sue, shall it be, and then will sweet pleasures come thronging, whilst that you do dally with me. We'll swim in an ocean of pleasure, we'll kiss and we'll clip without measure. Oh, then let's to it. Come, my dear treasure, I'll show thee how thy father did do it."
"Nay, soft, I am now out of humor, go sheep's head, I am not a prize. No, first I will wed the next comer, and he by my fortune shall rise. Had you in my love's first beginning been faithful, obliging, and winning, then past all doubt, I had been willing, but now you shall never come to it."
"A pox on your ugly ill features, think you on your face I do dote? You staring ill-favoured'st of creatures, no, had you not money to boot, I ne'er would have praised your complexion, nor breath that's as bad as infection. This is the fruit of my election. When all was spent, I'd no more do it."
Thou ill-gotten crab-headed fellow, you hamper-breathed, splay-footed knave, your looks are like half-melted tallow, a whipping post you do deserve. Your practice is only delusion to bring silly mates to confusion, and your best friend, in the conclusion, you will betray, but tie burns your end.